The Burt Show.
I am looking at this email. That was abrupt. I am looking at this email with the same look that you would see a dog give when it hears a high pitch.
I got a little tweak, a little turn to the head.
That little, this don't make any sense. Her boyfriend accidentally lost his parents' neighbor's cat. And instead of telling the truth, he got an identical hat, a cat, and she wants to know if it's shady or not.
Shady or not, the Burt Show will decide. Are you shady? You will be vetted. Shady or not, the Burt Show will decide. If you shady, you will regret.
Now, we've had this scenario on the show before, but generally, like, the cat passes away, and the parents try to replace the cat, but the kids are, like, two.
Remember, we also had recently a guy who was dating a girl, didn't like her cat, so replaced it with a different one.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If you're dating somebody that you think would fall for that, break up with them.
What about if you're dating somebody who you think would do that?
Break up with them.
Either way.
This shouldn't work. All right, here is the email. If you guys want to get in on this, and you probably don't because it's stupid.
But that's what we major in on this show.
I don't think we're going to need a lot of help with this kind of advice. So.
We have a BS in stupid, man. Just own it.
Yes, we do. We mastered in it. My boyfriend was over at an elderly lady's house in his parents' neighborhood. Okay, so it's an elderly lady. Okay. She was gone for a few days with her daughter and asked him to feed her cat. Well, he went over there and he fed the cat, but he didn't realize he left the back door open. When he left, the cat got out and he looked for it, but he couldn't find it. He's been really upset about it, and he thinks the lady is too old to handle the loss of her cat. So he got another all-black cat that looks just like the original one. He says he thinks it will do more harm to her to know that her cat is missing, so he thinks he's doing the right thing by giving her this new cat. I just can't shake the feeling that this is shady and wrong. I mean, it's not like the cat was his to replace in the first place. I don't want to bring up this to him because I don't want him to be upset, but I also don't want him to do something that's unethical. Shady or not.
What do you mean I don't want to bring this up to him because I don't want to upset him?
Yeah.
If he told you he's replacing an old woman's cat with another one because he lost it, yeah, you can bring it up to him.
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. It's so obvious, it's hard to get words out.
Okay, it's obviously shady, right?
Uh-huh.
However.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hear me out.
All right.
What if it works? I mean, what if genuinely she's an elderly lady, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, anything can, I mean.
So let's say she
make her go to a place we don't want her to go to.
Okay.
So what if he actually brings her the cat and she really doesn't ever know?
Wait, so you're suggesting that if he's honest with her and tells her about the cat, that she'll die?
It's a possibility.
That's what you're saying.
We don't want to put any more stress on her.
Stress on her. Okay.
So what if it works? What if she really never will know? And it saves her some stress.
It is shady. However,
oh, come on, you guys.
Kind of understand.
Yeah.
I understand his intent, but yeah. It can never work, right?
Yeah, I can.
How? What if he did
Does
the mature thing? Really?
I'm just saying, if she does, then she's not going to notice.
Because they have cats.
That's a bonus as well.
Okay. So why can't he just go to her and say, look, I got some really, really bad news, but I already got you this other cat.
No.
No.
What do you mean no? Just, this is not going to work.
Either do it or don't. Don't halfway do it by getting another cat. Because I wouldn't.
Don't halfway do it by telling her the truth?
Well, no. I'm saying halfway with the cat. So if somebody lost my dog and they did that and brought me another dog, I don't want your, like, I don't want your, what's the word I'm looking for? Not petty dog, but your Pity dog. Pity. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want your pity dog.
It's one vowel off.
I get rid of
it. It's early.
And every time I look at it, I'm going to think of you.
So what if, okay, if we're just going to juggle lies here.
Yeah.
Instead of going to her saying that I lost the cat, what if the cat just passed away while she was gone?
I want the body.
Nah, you don't.
Yeah,
do you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
What if that's all she has? That's her cat.
Yeah.
She might.
So you're suggesting just go ahead and give it a try.
I understand it.
Yeah.
I gotta get it.
I can't believe I'm doing it, but yeah.
I didn't see it going this way.
They're gonna notice.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't own cats, you don't understand, they're just as distinct as dogs in terms of personality and how they love you and how they interact with you. So you swap out a dog, the owner would notice immediately.
Right.
You swap out a cat, the owner is going to notice immediately.
But I think what we're going on is she's so elderly.
Yes.
So all she has time for is her cat.
She might not have any sight or sound or smell or feeling in her fingers.
Act like she's like a blind cave mouse. Elderly people function. They have some senses. They might be diminished, but they definitely can. She will tell.
We're just banking on those that are diminished.
Right.
That's all.
So we're hoping
you guys are,
that she's so diminished that she won't
notice.
Identify the cat. Okay.
But what if he gets her the cat and then she's at home and then OG cat rolls up to the door and now she's got two cats?
Glitch in the matrix.
Yep.
Then you just tell her, like, no, there's only one cat here.
Yeah, what's
up? And then she takes her OG cat to, like, the shelter and keeps new cat?
No, you just convince her that there's only one cat there and her cataracts are making her see double.
Okay. 100%. Now we've gone deep.
Okay. Now we're being ridiculous.
You guys are what's wrong with humanity.
Probably starts here. Yeah.
The Burt Show.